You may be seated. Again, my job, deliberately so, is to close this service tonight. Thank you. I can see the comments. I'm still in love with the word. This vision, given and so winning. Thank you. I'm not caught up with the others who preach, but I was able to hear Pastor Onion. Thank you. That was a powerful word. I'm going to catch up with others who have spoken. It sounds from the debrief that it was powerful. I welcome all those who are watching from every part of the nation. The capital, of course, the best city in the world, London City, and all the sub-cities around the world. Just joking. And all the beautiful cities around the world. And say, London is terrible. Don't worry. Try Lagos. Go there. And of course, thank you, Elite, for a powerful Sunday service that you powered. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the mobilization, the entire Elite family. Thank you for the push. I personally enjoyed the service. I think it was inspiring. The atmosphere was electrifying. And of course, thanks to Francis and his team, they made sure that it was entertainment galore. Thank you. Of course, Music Nation. Pastor Sam, it is obvious that you've contracted something. And I do hope that both yourself first, you have to appreciate the fact that you did contract something so that you can carry it constantly with honor and with an aura of humility that is very proud. Don't worry, when you listen back to the SoundCloud, you will understand what that means. This is the costed part of things. And you're not alone if you're listening to a word and you speak in tongues. I still do. I don't disbelieve speaking in tongues. I just don't want people to do it around me. Because I don't believe them. I don't think so. I just don't think so. I disagree. I'm just saying, speaking English or African language, and let's leave this thing. It's not true. So when you burst out in that, it could be excitement, it could be, how else can I express myself? And sometimes 1% in a lifetime, it could be the Holy Spirit, perhaps. Love creates. And the reason why I'm saying you've contracted something, because I needed to hear this. I was sitting down there thinking, okay, what I want to round up with this guy is going to hack it. But then I still understand I'm in chat because there's a level you didn't get to. You join two things together and I'm thinking, okay, you have to separate that, but I hope you don't, because that will mean my job is over. Not just tonight in life. Love is the power that creates. And God began to teach me. And so if you're looking at the evolution of this work, what started this work, the drive, is the spirit of love. We love our community, remember. We love people. You stayed outside of Burger King or Bagel King or whatever, and you're driving souls. You gave your all for souls. You did what you had to do for the love of nation, your nation, United Kingdom. For the love of generation, you gave your all. You opened up your houses. You sold your life. You sold what you have and what you should have in future, meaning your credit. You sold it. So please don't let a former drug dealer, perhaps still a drug dealer, do a rap song and say, what is better than so-so-so, what is better than lands? Credit. Yes, if we all sold drugs and kept the money in shoeboxes, Mr. Jay-Z. But we didn't. We didn't. PK might have. But we didn't. So how are we going to do this thing? And for us, we first fell in love, with our community before ourselves. They fell in love with themselves first. Then began to talk about the community because it's cool to. Love creates. Love builds. Love starts things. You started this whole walk. Is love based. The very existence of a PT is driven by love for young people, and what caused my evolution and what's still causing it is that love. But it's never enough. I want to start with a scripture. Upon these hangs, and I've taught these scripture before. I taught it for a long time because I heard it the way I taught it from my leaders too. But of course, they were right. But that's why they also stopped where they stopped. Because they could not evolve into what is next. They taught it as love is the most important. And I agree, because upon these hang. Look at this scripture, please. You need to hear this. I plead with you to hear this with me. I've got many things to tell you tonight. Normally, I should preach till the 1st of March. But I won't, because I'll be hungry. So, Pastor Sam, you are right. The days that we would do, I was hungry then. Now, I'm just thinking, you know, human beings, yeah? We can break the talk down into bits and pieces because you never finish it. Tell me.
Matthew 22 from verse 34.
Tell me.
Hearing that, Yehoshua had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together.
They've gone to ask him now, what is the greatest of all commands? Wait. What is the greatest of all commands, all the laws? Because the laws in the Bible, these things are very contradictory. I've told you this before. Apart from the fact that I believe that upon this earth, a man walked upon this earth and his name is Yehoshua. His name was never Jesus. His name was Yehoshua. He walked on the face of this earth thousands of years ago. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe his own people killed him and he resurrected. I believe. Every other thing in the Bible, I do not believe. They may be right, they may not be right, but most of them scientifically are not true. For example, till today, we were taught in Bible school that Pharaoh died in the Red Sea. Egyptologists, history, the bones, the research says Pharaoh did not even move near the Red Sea, okay? So, but you see, when a Christian elder, when an old man or woman in Christian church fights that and say, hey, blasphemy, ask him, to you now, what is the benefit of Pharaoh's death in the Red Sea? How does that help you? What does it mean to your existence? It means nothing. Most of the things you read in the Bible, they are very motivational. It is like a motivational speaker saying, you can push a mountain. And then they use the example of someone that pushed a mountain. But by the time it gets to a generation, it will be push a mountain, literally. It did not push a mountain, it solved the problem. But that's not my, the Bible dispute is not my issue tonight. We've got more serious matters. Those who believe those folklores are not serious. That's why Nigeria is still sitting down, waiting for God to part the Red Sea. If the white people sat down for parting of Red Sea, no ships. The Wright brothers would develop no plane. But look at this. This is my own issue. All these laws are so many, extremely impossible for humans to fulfill them. 700 plus, where are you going to start from? What Christ came to do is to say that you can't do the law. That's why I fulfilled it. But does that abolish the law? Because reading citations tonight, it did mention that he said, do not think I came to erase any of these laws. But if you take that literally, it means by today as we're speaking, one of the laws is that in your house, before you carry Bible and put on your head and go to hell and find out there's no heaven or there's no hell, today, if you want to fulfill all the laws, you must not have bathroom toilets in your house. It must be like 3 miles away from you. And so I leave the Bible and say, I believe it totally. I said, no problem. But this house has bathroom. Why? Why? But he said, all these laws that you Pharisees and Sadducees have one issue. You can't get into law without the foundation of love. And you can't get into love without law. What I'm saying to you, in other words, is you see all the references I've given you about how this work started, about how love drove you, about how you pushed for love. Look at this scripture and let me tell you where I'm going with this. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Verse 37.
Yehoshua replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
Verse 38.
This is the first and greatest commandment.
But when was this commandment given? You didn't hear this in Genesis with Adam. So we've got to dig more. The fault of the Bible right from the beginning, if you want to take it literally, as in, how can anybody believe that there were two men, a man and a woman, and then these two people gave birth to two kids, boys, and that's it? So who birthed all these children? Like our friends would say, who will marry all these women? Who gave birth to these people? The sons were having affairs with Eve. Makes no sense. And if they did have affair, are they going to give birth to 59 billion children? Makes no sense, guys. So we're going to have to reconfigure this thing so that we still get the truth out. In the past, when we've treated such thing, our parents told us, leave it to God. God knows there are mysteries you don't need to dig. And we're looking at them now and say, we will dig this thing. We will dig it. But look at this. The first and the greatest commandment, he said, is love. Yehoshua is the first and the greatest commandment, Christ. But that's not even my issue tonight. Verse 39.
And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Thank you.
All the law. And the prophets. Hang on these two commandments.
It means without the law. You see, you have a hanging place. It's like a house that already has all those irons for construction. The law is the bricks. So what love built, what love created, law sustains. If love started this, at a point, it's no longer love. Laws have to come into place. We have to begin to read the law to ourselves, because love without law, we, the church, we were taught about the love of God, but it will make us poor. The love of God does not make people rich. Christianity was not created for riches. There is no single in the Bible, the whole of the Bible, there's no single teaching how to make money. It's not for that. There are laws. And so what sustained a love house, a gold house, is the fact that, yes, we loved. And over time, you started growing and embracing the love. So the houses that are still prospering, the people that are still giving, the things that are still thriving, is because they encountered law. And when law is in place, it would almost look like there's no love there. And that's... why we have to remind ourselves that the foundation of this is love. But the building and the sustainability of it is law. Otherwise, it will crash. Can I take you back to John chapter 3, verse 16 tonight? I want you to stay with me for a few more minutes. Relationships that have love without law will eventually crash. And when they crash, they will destroy both parties. Marriage is not a law. We are not going to make what is not important important. I want to say procreation is almost a law, but I'll leave that before they say I've derailed finally. I'll leave that. It's not so much a law that if two people agree to live in a certain way, it becomes their own law. So television cannot teach me the law of marriage, and all of you that have been programmed to expect love and marriage to be in a certain way, the way you will cry all your life, you'll be so shocked at what you think you love. But let's go on. Look at John 3:16 quickly. Read this with me. I know you can quote it already, but let's look at it from the eyes of love and law. Look at this. Please read.
For God so loved the world.
The foundation of the world is God's love. That
he gave his one and only son.
The law is coming.
That whoever.
Whoever. The law is whoever believes. His love is not going to take this to the end of that scripture. His law will have to come in. When you see love and you don't see law, you've just seen a kindergarten movement. The reason for law is so that you don't have to rely on if you're a lucky person or not. This is important, my friend. There are those of us who are not lucky. You tell me to roll a dice, maybe it will come out. I think one will come. It's like luck is not for some of us. But so that you don't rely on luck, law was set in place. Can I take you to another level with that? So that you don't rely in the supernaturalness of God. Law was put in place so that you don't rely on if somebody loves you or not. On their feeling for you or not, they put law in place. It does not matter if the United Kingdom loves you or not. Once you understand the law, no matter how much a judge hates you, if a real lawyer is pushing the law to this guy, if the facts of the law are there, he has no choice. She has no choice because of the law. So that there's no favoritism. So if I'm saying, Sam, you do know you've contracted something, you know those who will fail. Anyone sitting and saying he just picks his favorite people. No, you did not just get picked. You worked it. You sowed for it. Your words are in line with it. Your daily actions are in line with it. The reason for the creation of law is so that I won't be influenced, for example, by Pastor Lucy to love Faith more than Nikki. Because there are tendencies for that to happen depending on our feelings. So I'm just saying, if our feeling comes, I bring the law. I say, but we have to abide by this. It is the law, not the love. Foundation is law. Love. Prosperity is law. So that's why I said, unless you separate those two things. For the love of nation, we go to war. For the law of winning, we win battles. The art of war is what makes us win wars. It is not just with love this or love the nation. The nation is our name. Our real fight, our real study is knowing the law of this house. And when you're listening, because we want to enter match, if you made 7 million people and you go to zero. If you meet 1 million and you go to zero, you tampered with a law. The first thing scientists do is they search, what did we miss in this medicine, in what we just created for the healing. and the relief of human suffering. Why did it not work? Why did that test rat die? They don't say, you see, this life and only God has mystery. It's not mystery, guys. And if we're going to, so my current research is, if we're going to be the strongest and the richest nation, what are the things that we must know as the law of it? Because once someone has done it before, it is doable. Know the law that made them do it. You know, we want to be the strongest and the richest nation. And the Spirit of Grace start teaching me, you cannot take the law of the weakest people, the church at the moment, and come and put it here upon people and then desire a different outcome. You have to study that. So if you're seeing us evolve, it's because we're studying that law and looking at it. And also looking at how do we create a better movement out of their law. The moment the Wright brothers created, before them, there's a law called gravity. But what they don't know is that it's also laws that we keep that plane in the air. Once they discover that law, now we are finding out that there's a law by our genetics sometimes, by the slavery we've passed through sometimes. There's a law that people from your background do not prosper, do not get to certain heights, yes or no. It's like a law because it's been in motion. What Swag Nation discovered is that even though there is gravity, we can beat it. But we cannot beat it by luck. We cannot beat it by the love of God. We cannot beat it by the spirit of prayer and intercession. We're going to beat it by understanding there is a superior law to the law of gravity. And if all of us can study it, if nobody sits down, you see what happens in church. You all hear the same law. The same law. It's just that on your way home with your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, and your non-entity friend, you decided to tweak it a bit to suit something that is fine for you. And you see that tweaking, why and how, we will never know. And you know why most times we will never know? You don't even know. That's why, were we all studying the Bible, sirs? To know what we thought was the laws of God. And we read this thing, Genesis to Revelation, year after year after year after year. And you would ask, but we read it last year. Why are we reading it again? We know that we don't know. Why are you still not listening to SoundCloud? Why are you still not listening to even the SoundCloud you have with Peter one-on-one? Why are you still not examining it? Because all the word there, it is not a matter of, Pity, you remember this speaker talking to me. I'm just using an example of people that I believe can handle whatever. You know, when we're in Berkeley Square office, you said one day you will see money and then you will da-da-da-da. We're having that back and forth. I said, watch. The law has been read. It is not just a testimony. If that happens again, they must go back to that talk. They must not feel they are now better than that talk. Because you can't say we are better than Genesis. As much as we are saying the irregularities in it, we are still using it. The laws of God are perfect, converting the soul. The moment we begin to see the repetition of laws, and by the way, those of you who have proximity, and this is why this is important, because there must be those with proximity. Once you are in a position, look, you are violating laws. There are many laws we probably violate daily. But let me tell you, once you become an MP, once you become whatever an official in government, not to now talk of the PM, Prime Minister, or the Deputy Prime Minister, or the foreign affairs, all those cabinet ministers. Once you are there, spotlight is on you. Why? Privilege is also on you. If you don't want the spotlight, if you don't want the constant spotlight and correction and nagging from the public, especially now from your leader, release the privilege. But remember this. Once you release privilege, you're not going into a normal life again. You are down because you're going right to the bottom. You know why? People already expect from you. So everybody is looking at you and say, but what happened? So those who want £5 from you still want it. Because it's your fault that you can no longer give it. There are privileges, there are powers put upon you, everyone here in the law. Why is there spotlight? So that you can become better and maintain the dignity and the power of the position you are given, so that it can take us to the next level. You just didn't find how to make money. It was sent to you by a law you were obeying. And guess what? There's still a million waiting. But you will not get into it until you know what law was violated. You have to sit. You have to search. You have to listen to every word spoken and the unspoken word. So, did you want to read something? Once it gave, for God so loved the world, he now gave them condition not to perish. How can you total this to how loving God is? A love also love everybody. In it also love everybody. But if you want to live in love house, if you want to live in elite HQ, these are the laws. That's why a love house can say, this month we alone, we've given close to 100K. We by ourselves, we as a self-determined state, we as a people, and I'm telling you, I want to say, I swear to you in God's name, I'm telling you now, if they uphold this law, what is 90K? It's going to be 9 million, 90 million, and they will not know how. It is not prayer, it's the law. And everyone that is jealous, spoken or hidden, will be your slaves. Forget if they are... Said it, Pastor. Forget the proximity of a pity does not bless you, is his law. He cannot enforce blessing, he can enforce laws. There's no way I can enforce blessing. We used to do the God bless you. Many people that we laid hands on, they just went bald. We just laid hand until every hair removed from their hair, but there was no blessing because they don't respect the law of the person. As Sam said something about standing up, let me tell you, you can stand up for me or for anyone as a mark of cultural respect because you were trained in a proper African home. From now till tomorrow, next tomorrow, in 50 years' time, if your dad comes into the room, your biological dad, if you like, you can stand and jump to the roof. You will not still progress. It's cultural. Why do we stand? The law, the carrier, the custodian of that law. Because people stand, people prostrate without loving the law that they represent. My standing or my respect is just saying that it's not you, it's the law you carry. That's already a problem. It is, I respect. As an overflow, and that's not just for PT. A pastor, someone walks into a place, I respect the law you have submitted your life to follow. So it doesn't matter who is the older sister or the older brother. And those who oppose that in the world, you know, there are people who say, no, I have a friend who opposes pastors, and rightly so. They say, no, all those standing, I don't, but me. You're older than me. But I've seen me come into rooms and you stand up and you do this and you even call me like a senior brother. But I know you are respecting because of money. If people can respect and prostrate because of money, because they perceive that person has money and can help them when they need, how much more those who carry the law for our destiny? How much more those who are custodians of the law that makes us, and we're not guessing that they are. We have seen with our own eyes the people. And that's why I said, indeed, Sam, you've contracted something. And I'm telling you tonight, as your voice gets clearer, I'm telling you now, when seed was low, I can't hear your voice. That's not choosing. But your testimonies are there. As that happens, The natural consequence is this. Everyone who associates with you, everyone who moves near you, they will just be prospering and they will not know how. Did you hear what I just said? They will be doing well financially and they will not know how. God will begin to raise ladies from you. They will have more than enough. The more you give, the more you will have. You will never have to lack anything, because that's what's happening here. That's why I'm saying it. And guess what? For all the true businesses in the house, there is nothing else that will happen to you than the fame of the nation. The fame of the nation and the greatest of the nation comes with controversy. You cannot have LVMH without abuses. There's no way. They abuse them. House of Versace, all kinds of controversy. Yes, that's what we wanted. But it's like, God bless the house of Adebo. We got very less controversies. There's never nothing. Everything is very clean most times. The house of Odutayo, very, very gentle people that mind their business. The house of Akokia, responsible parents. They just do their thing. No wahala. Don't want any wahala. But the house of Versace, guys, choose. But with that comes an obedience to a law. I wanted to go to scriptures like, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Wait, I'll wait till COD service. You're going to have to reread that scripture, but I won't touch it tonight. As we get into the month of March, we're declaring it our prosperity month. Why? Thank you. Our eyes are open. You don't hear the word anymore and get offended. You're not getting offended and saying, I think he's attacking me. I'm not attacking you. I'm reading out the law of your prosperity. I'm reading out the law for the law of life. He calls the law of life. And Christ then says, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So when he breathed into Adam, he gave him a law by which he should live. So say this with me in your notebooks tonight. No law, no prosperity. Love does not bring prosperity. Laws do. The battle we are engaging in, understand the law of it. Otherwise, you'll be running it with emotions. And the businesses that emotion got you this far, now that you seek for the next level, where we fail in church every year, next level year, it's next law level. There's a law now. We're reading a higher level of law when we are forming the sales group, the sales floor. I'm not hoping that it will survive because of love or by chance or luck. Not even because we have a vision. I'm saying read the 59 laws. I already know you are a skilled salesperson. But if you don't know the law, one day you'll go home and your leader who loves you, your family, will say, do it this way. You violate the law and you still think you are right. But you are going to be poor. The laws of God, please read that. I think it sounds already last week, yes?
Yes, sir.
Tell me.
Psalm 19, verse 7.
Tell me.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
The law of the Lord. Then what we did with this was we just turned that to Bible verses. But I cannot obey Jewish laws as a Yoruba man. I cannot start obeying laws from a Palestinian nation in UK, me trying to build a movement, a nation. How can it work for me? The law of the Lord for us here is who is our visionary. God who set laws in place. Make sure that he is unreachable, because his laws is him. I've seen Christians, pastors going to conference die in a helicopter crash. Pastors that we all looked up to. And when they died, you're thinking, but where is God? God, and later you realize they warned them that the weather today is not good. But they flew still, believing that they are going to do God's work. Why did he not protect them? His law is him. And how did men enter the realm of being gods? They just understood some laws. Men can now provide solution for pain in the body because they understood the law of paracetamol. This has taken us many years to research to get here. Many rats, you know, rats that they use for experiments. People that you think have come and gone, they were our experiment rat. Each time any of them walked away and knew you walk in, I'm wiser. It's me. I'm wiser. I get it more. I understand more. I'm evolving into what I need to be. There are things that I used to fear that I fear no more because I now understand those were not even the laws of God. They were not laws. In case you are not lucky, and I'm not saying lucky people change the world. Imagine Alexandra Graham Bell, one of the inventors, say, by luck, I discovered electricity. No, by law. And the most loving scripture pastors have used to mess the world and themselves up, for God so loved the world, He gave you a law right after. Any love without law has no good intention for you. Our houses, you remember when they were love houses in court? Do you remember how rich you guys were then? You were not. You remember the disorder? As laws are coming into place, yes, at first it cuts off many people, but it will soon grow to be many people because there's law and order. You're right. Thank you. What the banking family and yourself are trying to set up, and yeah, now that they don't want to have African clients because it's a nation of disorder. They want to fix the poverty problem without fixing the law problem. So people cannot believe in that system. And I'm not saying, we have to understand law. I'm not saying the wages of sin is death. No, He already said there to deal with the sin problem that Christians called sin before we evolved. He said, for the law of life in Christ Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and death. So you can't be brought under the power. So it's not, well, if I've ever done wrong, why are you not punishing him or her? No, it is not punishment. It's the rereading of the law. Then they understand it more. Then they grow. Then they become powerful. Then purpose will introduce this nation to the world. Each walk away made us wiser. Have you not seen that each criticism, each walk away made us put laws in place? Have you not seen that? Each issue just made us put laws in place and we prosper more. So there is nothing, each money you lost, instead of crying over spilled milk, it puts laws in place. You become more powerful. Now you know if we're going to move this way, we're going to go talk to Peter, we're going to put this law back in place. Prosperity is coming. Greatness is coming. There will be money more than we've ever seen. And guess what? You will not know how. The forces of life, the forces of nature already gathering this towards you. Get into the law, the word. Instead of people to understand the law more, guess what? They violate it more. There is a superior law in this house. It's called unity, family. Meaning, regardless of what your brother does against you, you must walk with them. So stop crying over there. Get over it. And now go sit back down. I'm not saying hug them and have love. Have law. And see how they will produce more than when there was no law. Because before you also got to that place where you're having problems, you are also violating a law. Either because you don't, they say that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Have you ever heard that before? The fact that you don't know does not mean that you are now right. So what are you going to do? So did I violate something here? Maybe I don't know. Then you begin to seek leadership. You begin to seek fatherhood to explain a lot to you here. And once you know it, you do it. And it may not look like it will produce much like you knew in lawlessness. You see, but you see, Africa with pride. Nigeria will say, this is the richest man. This is the richest man. They themselves, they write news article about the richest man in Africa or the richest man in their country. But what they don't know is that his riches is what makes you impoverished. I'm not saying blame him. It's the things that belongs to you that they took and sat on, and you're writing on their behalf. You're clapping on the behalf of the person who they your own riches. But he says, don't worry, I provided jobs for you. How many of us pay your taxes right? Then we'll know if you can be the richest. The law of God, of the Lord, is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes
of the Lord is sure,
making wise
the simple.
Next scripture, if you have any.
John 6, verse 63.
Thank you.
It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
I need you to remember the man speaking now, Yehoshua, God's son on earth. They look at him and they reject him because it does not fit into what they knew as the laws of Moses. But when Moses was saying it to, they rejected it. It looks to them as if you, man, equating yourself with God, we reject it. So you can look at the vision of the visionary and think, well, it's not the Bible. It's not really Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Like they looked at Yehoshua and he said to them, but you search the scripture, but because he said, you Pharisees and Sadducees, you're reading this Torah thing because you think in them you have eternal life. You think this thing will change your life, but these are they that speak of me. Do you understand what that means? It's saying that what all these things you've read, the motivation and the spirituality you read, they were just pointing to a time, and I'm here now. These are they that speak of me, but they are saying, no, no, no. How can you? Are you bigger than Abraham? They're thinking, hey, whole Abraham, are you bigger than Moses? Are you bigger than Abraham? And they hated him the day he said to them, before Abraham was, I am. And they said to him, how old are you? As in, at that point, it makes no sense. But you see, he contracted an eternal spirit. His name is the second Adam. He was the first man here. He received raw, the laws of God. The law of God was what Adam received and he stood up. And that's why the scripture says, greater is he that is in you. What was in Adam was the law of prosperity, the law of takeover, the law of dominion, replenish the earth. It was that law it was functioning in until the external forces came and took over that law. So when he says, greater is he that is in you, why did we dig that? Because everyone who quoted that scripture, there's nothing greater that is in them than pounded yam. There's nothing. What's greater in you? What's there? Have you seen your aunties quote that scripture? Greater is he that is in me. Yeah, I know. Jollof rice. A four-year-old. That's all. What's in a Christian? What is in him? Does he even understand that scripture? What is greater is he that is in me? But if you are a Christian, if you grew up in a Christian home, the pastor dies that scripture. It's there. When they are afraid, they are fearful. Greater is he that is in me. Is the law you've received, the very core that drives your daily life, the morals that you live by. And I'm not talking about Oyinbo man's moral. I'm not talking about the television moral. I'm talking about the vision's moral, the laws of this house, your fear for the unity. And Pastor Sam said it tonight. You've not obeyed the law until there's a temptation not to. Those of you who disunify, disconnect from each other quickly, you violate laws. It's not going to work. How else can we say this? Quick to dissociate, quick to break accord, quick to break fellowship. Then you still hear your visionary saying the law of this house is unity. And say, see that, don't worry. I know how I do my thing. Say, no, but you're violating a law. Then we have souls. And we already know that until there is difficulty to win souls, we're not winning souls. We've not started the law of it. Then you have given. You look at the Givers Club. You don't allow your senior pastor to talk about target 3 times. Everybody, do you know what got us here? Crash and dash may look funny, may sound funny. But guess what? We never crashed. Those who are faithful to these things were probably the most crashers, but they never crash. They half-hearted. Those who cross halfway on the expressway, they are not crossing, they are not going. They crash, they want to protect this, they want to pay this, they want to protect this. They are the ones who crash. But guess all the crash and dash so-called people, they just found another way. And another way. And when it looks like the whole world is going to come for them, they owe this person, they owe this person, God has a system of silencing everything and giving a fresh start. Seeing the hand of God in this day. I'm telling you now, it is not just the men that are mobilizing for the 22nd of March. By the way, that's the GLOSS Summit, GLOSS Health and Awareness Summit, 23rd of March. I want Limitless and all the musical people. I want everybody to come and see. And now you. There are laws, then there are bylaws. Do you understand bylaws? Bylaws, most times, are temporary. They are immediate. 23rd of March, the month of March as a whole, is a bylaw. The mobilization like we've never seen before. Because guess what the Spirit of Grace just did? Produced an exhibition where everybody can be part of it. So it is against the law for someone to say, I'm just a guy, so it's beauty people. No, my friend, as long as a bundle is an industry leader and it feels like a time is coming, he needs 200-300 people to do X, Y, Z for him, he must gather his voice to mobilize. How do we get 2,000 people in here? Because don't come ask for 200 people when you've not gathered people that can mobilize 2,000. Because where should we have found them? The exhibition ground is open. So everyone by bylaw is meant to have sleepless night until we have 10,000 people pass through that door in and out. Are you hearing me? So I want you to write back to me and say 23rd of March by law. The law, the decree has been issued that everyone at every space, everyone that wants to command any industry, don't calculate this thing. Obey the law. When those who get gyro every week, once they fill their forms, they obey the law, they meet the criteria of the law. Is it gyro, that weekly thing they give people, right? The socialism system. Once you fulfill it, do you know that you don't need to bother how the government finds the money? Unless you are politically aware, you will not even bother, oh, how are they going to pay this money? You just go there. Haven't met the requirement of the law. Every week you get it. The government sort it. I'm telling you, let the universe, let the purpose find a way for you. You hear the law and obey the law. Fulfill the requirement of the laws and the bylaws. And wait for the universe purpose, who is God, who sets laws in motion to do what he does best. Have you heard the word tonight? 10,000 people. Just at about 4,000 registration plus, which is powerful. Thank you. People are already repeated. 23rd of March, a bylaw is a bylaw. The decree has come out from the word tonight. Most of your leaders have spoken tonight. The word is in the atmosphere. It is after the word that bylaws are given. After deliberation in the parliament or wherever in the senate, the bylaws are given saying, according to the word, according to this purpose, according to this vision, and according to the call of God, every one of us, the 418 soldiers, must go out and get their own 100 registration. Because now, guess what? We evolved. You don't need to. It's not church service. It is service to humanity. The beauty stands must have overflow to it. The every stand, when we create, if we create the bar and the music concert upstairs, it must have an overflow to it. You must get your souls ready. It is a bylaw by which the year will open up for you, and you will see how God of purpose, destiny will lead out next. You will sleep and wake up, and the law of what next to do, how next to handle the contract will come to you. And once the idea comes, the people to carry it out will come. I've taught you these about ideas. I've taught you these about the next money-making thing. When you get an idea, if it is not funded, it is not going to work. When it comes, the people you need, the expertise you need, will come with the idea. It will come. If it is not coming and you're having to look for the capitals to start with, there's a problem. Chill. Wait. The family is not going to give you a penny. And the 23rd does not exempt the pillars. I've already discussed that. How do we make sure that because the pillars are givers too. The pillars are obeying the law. How do we make sure they have a space? Not a room to themselves. No, a space, an activity. We are going to run this all the way from nation builders, that's the children department, all the way to the pillars. The bylaw has been given today. Sunday podcast is the bylaws. We're going to read 10 bylaws for the 23rd of March. And I'm telling you this now. That month, and that's why I love how you're mobilizing. So don't let the 1st of March come without you having met what your senior pastor said you should meet. The first phase of your giving, eat it by 12 midnight tonight. That also is a bylaw, and you don't pass bylaw to the next person. You don't say that's for him, I'm sure. And everyone, people have passed responsibilities to. Guess what happens to them? They just prosper. And they are not the best persons. By your own imagination. It's not that this person is good. Everybody can use it. We suspect that we don't like him. But yet, in your eyes, God is blessing this person. How can you not like someone God is blessing? You say, no, it's not God blessing him. It is just, you know. So if you know the, would you not follow it? Why go straight if you can go like this? Is it not to arrive where you're going? I said, you see me, I walk straight in life. I said, keep on the straight and narrow. That's your problem. You keep lying to yourself. Keep doing dodgy things in secret and keep deceiving yourself. Before a Nigerian speaks twice, oh God Almighty God, oh God, God Almighty Jesus, oh yeah, oh God. Once someone is doing that, he's a pervert. I mean, Africans that live there, I mean. Those ones all the time. Oh God, Jesus. These are bylaws. Try the bylaws for the month. Don't let your senior pastor spend another day without meeting the target. Flood Glow Summit with souls like you've never seen before. Don't go to, if you've been the one that always goes to bed and rely on the fact that every other person does everything, we've now opened it up. Don't say the guys who can mobilize, a Charlie who will mobilize 100 people. He can't then come and say, it's Beauty Summit, it's for them ladies then. No, it's opened up now. Banking cannot say it's beauty. Banking is straightforward. Banks need people. Do you understand that? Banks need people to patronize them. But you're not going, there's a law called sowing and reaping. You're going to sow people. You're going to mobilize that. And we're going to get the whole nation to see the force, the power of this vision. Obey the bylaw. May the law bless you. Amen. Thank you. This is our God. Lifted on high. I just want to see bylaw, bylaw, bylaw. Seven and King. He rescued the world. podcast on Sunday. The reason why we're doing podcast is simple, so that we can talk. And the podcast on Sunday, bylaws. Before then, you check. No matter how good people feel about you, that you're cool, you're good, you're their leader, you're their follower, check where you might have not obeyed the law. Unintentionally or intentionally, it could be you just think you know how to do it better. It could be you forgot. Don't knock yourself. Brace up. Brace up like a man, like they say, man, woman. Brace up. Brace up. Be courage. Don't lose confidence. Don't become a weakling. Don't be afraid. Our laws that we are given in this house is superior to the laws that want to get us outside. That's why we're still standing. They can't do nothing to us if we stick by our laws. Nothing is going to touch you. You're only going to prosper. Our laws. I saw even our unintentional law. Eventually, I understood it. When we add the law of number, we don't travel. But God was using that law to protect us so that we don't get distracted. And they wrote a newspaper, even what they called, they even told them not to travel. Look at all of them traveling. They are still going from rat cage to rat cage. We want greatness, not comfort. We want to be comfortable in greatness. Every image kind of great of comfort. You know, the man is not sleeping at 80 or 90, but at least he's comfortable. I said, let us have problem in wealth. Because in poverty, two people still have problem. I said, you see those rich people, it's not like they can sleep. It's okay. Let me not sleep in wealth, but in poverty. Sitting up late to eat the bread of sorrow. Rising up early. Without result. Laws will bless you. More than prayers will. It's laws. Now that we're realizing, we're going to sit down Sunday and discuss our laws, our bylaws. It is a family meeting. Once we all understand it, and once it's 12 midnight, just put 23rd of March, God Summit, by law. 23rd of March, meeting target, by law. They are bylaws. Leaders, do not be afraid. And if there are people I've seen dedicated to laws, it's you. Now we're going to walk into that with consciousness. I've seen people. Trendy lost her dad yesterday. She's behind the camera today. Broken jewels. It's a law. See, how can you not allow these young kids to just mourn? It's not me. I didn't say by tomorrow you have to be by the camera. It's not me. But there must be a law here. And all these advisors that want to teach us how to do things, look at their lives and see the turnout of their life. And we must not embrace what is not true. The laws will bless us. They are the laws of God. Meaning, this law also, it is not age discriminatory. It doesn't say you are 80, it's not for you. They are laws. If you like, you can be 120. Caleb hacked into that law at age 80. Love is not in love. Law prospers us. Love sets foundation. God bless you. God bless you.
Round up today's service by law. All families, all houses. That's right. One more time. Freely you gave it all. By law. Really 23rd Gloss Summit. What an to this month.
Great is your love forevermore.
Keep that same tone for me. Just very quickly, can I have the Givers Club chart up? I know we all love this. You know, when I came off, I know I contracted something. When I came off, I looked at the Givers Club. People have been sending money. I said, wow. I said, I finally entered the PT dimension. I asked for this and asked for this same tone because we're going to say to ourselves, as we enter into 23rd Gloss Summit by law, we're saying to ourselves, we want to enter in with a statement. We will meet this target before midnight. That's what we're saying. We're only like, it's 5K, guys. It's not. So it's, but someone's just going to say, we will. We're not going to just allow, we're not just going to allow 5K away, by the way. It's not like the target was 5K. But we're not just going to allow our man of God's words to just be said anymore. We're going to say to ourselves, man of God said by midnight. Our father said by midnight, it is a law that we must do what he has said. So as Music Nation, just continuing that same tone, I just want everybody committed saying we will meet this target. And you see, the way we do our giving, this is Pastor Sam speaking. I can give what I can give or do what I can do. But I started being the young man in the corner just giving his own 20 pounds. I can say I have that. And my mom used to give me 20 pounds. I'll share this now. My mom used to give me 20 pounds. I used to give 15 because I just wanted to be a part of giving. Do you understand that? And I'm just saying that for some, because as we mobilize this, it's not, oh, I'm not somebody that has 1K or 2K in my bank. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying the attitude, the law of giving. The law of giving says I must participate in this law. The words that my man of God has said, my father has said, my leader, my visionary has said, I must participate. So every family now mobilizing and saying we will meet this target. Of course, you know, tomorrow after you've met this target, I will set a new target. But the truth of the matter is we're saying we're going to close this out before midnight as a family, as a unit. So every family, as we worship for just one more minute or two more minutes, I just want to see we will meet this target. And then every family going back into their own and saying, how, this is what I'm sending right now to meet this target. This is what I have. And we're just going to make sure that it's done by law. That we're going to use the law to do this. And the law we are using is the word that has come out tonight. So wherever you are right now, we will meet this target. That's what I'm asking for. Thank you, sir. Go for it, Music Nation. I'll just be reading it out.
Whilst you're pushing for your target meeting, I feel like I have to answer someone. Say, what does it even mean to be the largest, the strongest, wealthiest family on earth? You do know we're not in the habit of piling up money, saving it somewhere. That's not how economies run. We start from being the highest employer of labor. First, our vision is that nobody out of the 318 and 418 would work for a company outside of our own companies. Do you understand what I'm saying? That all the soldiers, all the family members will work within the family business. And they will work earning well. Well, you know, if we all work within our own setting, even if you earn 2,000 a month, not to talk of those who earn 20 or 200K or 2 million, whatever, you already have a house you live in. You have a social service system that is us. I need you to be passionate about this vision. So those who open front shops, the cleaners there, Those who close the shutter at night, you are contributing to making this vision happen. So the first celebration a PT will have is to sit back and realize everyone that is part of this, the 418, no, I can't talk of all those who come to church service, but the 418, everyone just walks with. And say, what company? Just say, oh, so company within us. That's a strong family. It's family business. That's why I'm asking you to bring. So when we have 23rd and all these target meeting, we're just seeing everybody's attitude. And we know the way to do this. Make one person powerful and prominent, and you'll draw investors in. And all of a sudden, the person can step away and it will be about the beauty of the nation. But someone has to be the billboard first. And that's why you cannot start looking at your own age. I'm 30. What would I? That's how your parents trained you, most of them. And that's how they were trained. So they have no choice. But look at the outcome. It is living this world like they never came. So we have this drive. And that's why we cannot afford one single, all the way to the pillars. What pillars are supposed to be are all the men, either those who are in the nation or outside, but who have supported us, are all the men who are just living on their old age from their investment and their pension in the national family. Those of you who are young and can bear the burden, this is why we walk. This is why we will turn deaf ears to what anybody is saying. This will make us powerful. And someone says, how will these now glorify Christ? Christ would never have seen this kind of glory before, apart from the one he saw when he resurrected. I'm telling you, because we will be able to bring people to him more than any revivalists have done on the face of this earth. So when Pastor Sam keeps leading the song, we're just about to enter into March, and I believe it's going to be an historic month for us. Whatever mistake, whatever slowness, whatever sleep off you think you've had in the past, wake up, brace up, brace up. Don't not find out what you did wrong. Don't sweep nothing under the carpet, but find it out in an hour or in a minute. Repent quick and set yourself back on that track, because ideas will come and resources will come with the idea. I may be back again, until if you keep preaching, I'll keep coming back. Thank you, Ashley.